Shout it loud, hallelujah. A Jericho destroyed, hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet as we enter into the school of power for tonight. And I want you to believe God for his wonderful touch upon your life as you gather here tonight. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Let me sing
funny. Jehovah turns my life around. Jehovah turns my life around. He makes me aware.
One more time. Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
I said, who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Jehovah turned my life. Jehovah turned my life around. Jehovah turned my life. He makes a way.
Jehovah,
to Aye, Lisha, Jehovah, to Aye, Mito, Ola, no, ni, biti, go, son, Jehovah, lo, sorrow, tabenge, Talon, sorrow, tabenge. Jehovah, to Aye, Misha, Jehovah, to Aye, Mito, Ola, no, ni, biti, go, son, Jehovah, Kyu, a, le, denemo, that's French. Who has the final say? Jehovah, change my be and be. Jehovah, change my be and be. If I show my Jehovah, qua the denemo. Qua le denemo. Jehovah, change my be and be. Jehovah, change my be and be.
Jehovah,
who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
Who has the final say? Jehovah does my life around. Jehovah does my life. Hallelujah.
He makes the way.
Wait.
Jehovah has the final say.
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 I am moving forward, for the Lord is on the throne. I am moving forward, I am moving forward, I am moving forward. Hallelujah.
I am moving forward,
I am moving forward.
For the Lord is on the throne. control. I am moving forward. I am moving forward. I am moving forward.
Hallelujah.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
Nobody can stop me.
I am moving forward.
Nobody can stop me.
I am moving forward.
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 No power can stop me.
I am moving forward.
No power can stop me.
Perfect walk. You have been in your walk in my life. at your work. You are beating your work. Hallelujah. Father, perfect your work. Shout hallelujah!
All eyes closed. All eyes closed. Please don't say anything for now. Just focus your attention on Jesus where you are. This is a school of power. And the Lord is said to demonstrate his power on as many lives as are gathered there or connected to us. Please don't say anything now. Just keep quiet. When I want you to talk, I will tell you what to say. Father, I'm praying for all those who are here tonight. And there is a particular problem. The enemy wants to use to suffocate their faith. You, the faith, suffocating problems. Hear the word of the Lord. That place where you are is not your habitation. You have entered the wrong house. So whatever covenant has kept you in that life, whatever covenant anyone here has formed with any regular constant problems, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, let those covenants begin to break now. 1, 2, the one with the waters, break. The one with the familiar spirit, break. The one with the spirit of death and hell, break. The one with poverty, break. The one with domestic wickedness, break. The one with stubborn spirit husband, break, break, break. Father, I pray for anyone here, and as a strong man of your father's house, that has refused to let you go. My potter, lika liko, because setende keyabo, rimo sepende keyaba. Whatever chain the strong man is using to hold you down, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. That's the fire of God, that's the fire of God. Silence. I'm going to count 7 from here. And the mysterious and volcanic power of God will fall upon 25 persons. And beginning from this very night, your miracles that have been delayed, the delay will terminate. As I count 7 from here, you may not be able to stand on your feet, but don't worry. But right there on the floor where you are, the great physician will continue his surgery. No matter where you are, Father, all those who are here, and the enemy is detaining a miracle, detaining your breakthroughs, detaining your testimonies. Let the chain tying those people down be broken completely now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. The chain of stagnancy must be broken. 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 Must Silence. Silence. Look at what is happening. Silence. Silence. There are three women here. Begin to count the date as from this very moment. Right there before you. Your womb inside a plate is being brought back to you. It has been stolen from you. But right now the thief has no option but to bring it back. Something is happening over there. That's the first person. There is a shadow right on the floor. That's the second person. That's the third person. I'm going to count another seven from here. This is the power of God in operation. If you are here, you're a business person. And your business is not moving. The power to get wealth is about to fall upon your hands now. I'm going to count seven from here. As hard as you can do it, give a sevenfold clap offering. Several hot ones. Until that hand is even hurting you. Seven hot ones. Then beginning from today, those things that are not selling, you begin to sell. Where the doors are blocked, the doors shall open. Amen. How many times did I ask you to do it? It's only seven, no. Do the seven well. One. It's not violent enough. One. The chain in the hand is broken. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Yes. Thou power of prophet starvation. Release that brother. Release that sister. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Three prayers I want you to pray. The purpose of this prayer is to draw power into your life. You can see that people who have been coming to this school of power have started demonstrating that power. From the testimonies you have had tonight, you can see that sister demonstrating the power of God by cutting that serpent to four. This snake made a holy mistake and it was cut into four by a sister. You can see that of another sister speaking straight to the fire. That is what we have been trying to teach here. You can speak to animate and inanimate objects, and they have no option but to obey you. These four prayers are prayers that draws power into people's life. Please pray it the way you've never prayed before. Holy Ghost! Ignite my soul with fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Ignite my soul with fire. Ignite my soul with fire. Papata setelikadia. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hands on your chest now. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Make me your battle axe. In the name of Jesus. Papote setende kayabo shente. Rimo sepende kayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Sisters, are you here? Are the sisters here? all sisters who want to be a terror to darkness should shout this after me.
Power
that terrifies darkness. Can I hear you shouting this loud? There is a sister who needs to shout this louder than that. This sister is still not shouting it. Let me hear the brothers roaring like thunder. Everybody together now. Fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Receive it. 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 My partner said to Lekaya Boshanda. Batanda Kaya Boshantera. Rima Sapara. Likatendaka. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a sister here. What a pity. They have cheated you. They have robbed you. They have taken so many things away from you. And there are three witches in charge of your case. I have a strange word from the Lord to you. You, that sister. The Lord said, I should tell you that fear not. You shall bury all the three of them. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray a prayer. The prayer will begin to manifest as from tonight. Before Sunday, some will see the glorious effect of that prayer. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. And when I pray this prayer, just shout a sevenfold amen to the prayer. Father, thank you for your children here. Your word tells us that you are the one who giveth power. Power to get wealth. There is a power to get wealth. That power to get well. As many hands as I stretch here now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' name. Have your seat. God bless you. And listen carefully. Very carefully. The perils of powerlessness. The perils of powerlessness. Remember, this meeting is a school of power. And I'm believing God that there is no one who has come for this program who will go on with a plastic experience. Mark chapter 9, verse 14. The perils of powerlessness. The perils of powerlessness. Mark chapter 9. I read from verse 17. Mark chapter 9, verse 17. Are we there? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth his teeth, and pineth away. And I speak to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. They could not. They were powerless. powerless. He answered us, answered him and said, O faithless generation. Meaning that without that faith, there is no power. O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Let me ask you a question. Those of you have read that passage. This comment of Jesus here, was it a happy comment? Yes or no? No, Jesus was not happy. Not happy at all. And he brought him unto him. And when he saw him, he stretched away the spirit to him and fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes that cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus now said unto him, if thou canst believe, if thou canst believe, all things. How many things, beloved? How many things are possible to him that believeth? And straight away the father of the child cried out and said with this, Lord, I believe, help them my unbelief. When Jesus saw the people come running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and said unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. I decree upon somebody here, thou affliction and tormenting spirit, I charge thee, come out of this person and enter no more. And enter no more. In the name of Jesus. What happened? And the spirit cried and lent him saw and came out of him and was as one dead. In so much many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fast. In this short passage you've read, it has brought out three keys of power: faith, prayer, fast. Faith, prayer, fast. In this passage, we see the result of spiritual powerlessness. The result was embarrassment, frustration, disgrace. That's the result. We see the result for the sufferer. He was helpless. He was disappointed. It was an embarrassment to heaven. That is, when you are powerless, the people that heaven has attached their deliverance to you, they will die in their problems. Because the deliverance is assigned to you, but you didn't do it. And it's a very, very serious matter. Serious matter. Many of us who are here, you have been born again for 5 years, 10 years. The first house fellowship in your area started in your house. You are the one sweeping the place. You have been long there. I was there when they started. I was there when they did this. I was there when they did that. Story, story, story. Once upon a time, 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 time. Without power, it's an empty story. Many of us here, look at you. You've been born again for years. What explanation do you want to give to heaven that those whose deliverance and salvation is attached to you, you did nothing because you were too powerless to assist them? You can see the result for the sufferer: pain, disappointment, helplessness, the result of powerlessness. I know I've shared this here before, but I'm not tired of sharing it. Because it's one of those things that make people like us happy. It makes us happy. In fact, that day was one of my best days as a minister. Who was here? We have not built up all this place like that. Just auditorium A and my small counseling room at the back. And there was big noise by the door. We must see, that's your general bachelor. We just have to see him. They were making noise. But they say, you have no appointment, you have no decision. No. No. I was very appointment my foot. I must see him. If you don't allow to see him, we shall burn down this place. Ah. When I heard we shall burn down this place, and I knew how long it cost us to find 120,000 naira to buy the land. Let them in, let them in, let them in. They came in. Three men. I said, sir, what can I do to help you? I said, are you the general overseer? I said, yes, by the grace of God. I said, well, I'm actually not expecting somebody as young as this, but anyway, we have come here to report one member of your church. He's a tenant in our house. He moved in 6 months ago. I said, sir, since this man moved into our house, it is very sad that nobody in the house has been able to attend a witchcraft meeting. I said, witchcraft meeting. I said, hold on, sir. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Are you saying you are witches? They said, oh, yes. That's what we're saying. So I listened more. I said, because at 12 midnight, this man will start praying some prayer and be speaking some strange languages. The whole of the environment will be filled with fire. Then some giant-looking people will be there standing. Nobody could go out. He said, as he was speaking to me, that his wife is on the sick bed because they disciplined her from witchcraft coven because she did not attend the meeting. And it's this man that caused it. I said, excuse me. I pinched myself to convince myself that I was not seeing a vision. He said, excuse me. Is he very rude? Or is he insulting in any way? They said, no, sir. Perfect gentleman. But immediately it is 12 midnight. Problem starts. So I wanted to ask more questions. He said, excuse me. We have no time for your question. This is the money that he has paid for 3 years. We have not touched one cup out of it. Please give him his money and ask him to leave our house. So that's all. Beloved, I was very happy. That which that brother was demonstrating in that place is what we call power. Power. If he did not overpower them, they will overpower him. If they don't overpower him, they could overpower his wife, they could overpower his children, they could overpower his business, they could overpower his career. I'm praying for somebody here. Every power overpowering your career, overpowering your family, overpowering your business, I kill them now in the name of Jesus. And some will fall, amen. Turn to somebody. This is serious. Look at the person straight in your eye. Say, my friend, do you want to remain powerless? Oh. Look at the person again. Say the same thing. Ask the same question. What explanation do you want to give to heaven? You want to say you don't know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You want to know, you want to say you've never heard of prayer and fasting? Or you want to say you didn't know that the more you consecrate your life, the more powerful you become. And the more you live in your sin and you pollute your life, the less powerful you become. Every episode of fornication removes anointing and power from your life. And the demons know you are powerless. Why did those demons just didn't listen to the apostles? Had to push Jesus out. Look at this one. John too is amongst them. John that used to get angry. So among them. Look at this. Judas. Holy. Chief. Oji. Barao. Look at this one. Come fast. That's what happened. He just ignored them. He just ignored them. That is what happens when you are spiritually powerless. Some children in a school, after the school sessions, they gather in a place we call SU meeting, scripture union meeting, to gather and sing and pray. It is wonderful to know that Jesus died for me. Wonderful to know. Praise the Lord, O single. Praise the Lord. Those are the songs we used to sing at the SU meeting those days. Praise the Lord. 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 They laugh at us a lot. Teachers, students, they laugh at us. As you, as you, as you, as you. But something happened in this school that made them to respect those boys. There's a demonic tree in the school compound. And every week, all these chain of herbalists, native doctors, they come to the school, they put chicken there, they put oil there, they always come to the school, and anytime they come, all the students, go, emergency bell, go into your classroom, go, students, go into your classroom. They chase people back into the classroom. One day, the SU people, we used to gather, fire, fire, beyond the sky, a certain fire, fire. Say, brethren, you must cut that tree. Yeah, yes, must be cut. And these SU boys, aging from 14 downwards. Some of us here are 17, we cannot try it. Below 14. Say, we must cut it. Say, yes, we must cut it. So they surrounded the tree. They surrounded the tree. And as they surrounded the tree, they said, we are able to go up and take that country, to possess her land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to Inda, God will surely give us victory. Glory. Move on. Righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Hallelujah, brother. Move on to the righteous side. They didn't get there and begin to sing, Satan, I don't want you now. I go show you pepe in Jesus' name. I go show you shake. I don't want you now. They didn't go there to warn Satan. They cut it. The first cutlass that landed on the tree, there was a scream. They didn't bother. They cut. Instead of the normal bark of tree was blood. They cut it down and quickly ran back to their classes. Not too long. These people, they knew that they had cut down the tree. The chief native doctor ran to the school compound. He put his sign in his head and said, hey. He rushed to the principal's office. He said, Oga principal, you are dead. You are finished. Which principal are you principaling when they will cut our tree here? You and your family, you are finished. He said, it's not me. It's not me. It's those students. It's you. The principal was afraid. He said those words. So where are they? Bring them out. That's what they announced. As you people, come out. You are the one who cut the tree, come out. And they came out. And the man said, you cut the tree? 7 days. 7 days. All of you are dying. And they looked at it and said, sir, it will appear as if you don't know the Bible. So the Bible says, we shall not die but live to declare the words of God. The man hissed. So we shall see. Seventh day, the man who threatened the boys and his three assistants did not wake up, died. I'm praying for somebody here. Power to terrify the enemy. Receive
receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, in the name of Jesus. The result for those who are powerless is terrible. The result for the sufferer, terrible. The result for the Savior was anger and disappointment. The result for the observers, that they think you are fake. Think you are fake. As many as are here, and you want the power of God in your life, it will show in the way you are going to pray these three prayers. Raise your right hand to the Lord where you are. I will not be a disgrace to heaven. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and shout it loud. Jesus, then we pray. Set my life. Hear the word of the Lord. Disappoint every tormentor. In the name of Jesus. Disappoint every tormentor. Jesus, then we pray. Powers assigned to ridicule my destiny. Die! In the name of Jesus. Makapote setendeya. Somebody is breaking through. In Jesus, then we pray. Listen. Sit down, beloved. Having the power of God in our life is our birthright as Christians. Because when there is power, there is no struggle anymore. You cannot survive in this terrible generation now without power. There was an elder in our church many years back. He went on leave to his village. They threw charm on him. And instantly, his body began to decay. That is an insult to your salvation. Somebody is throwing fetish power at you, and body begins to get rotten. I've seen cases. A strange baby appeared to a woman in the dream. And before she could say Jesus is Lord, the strange baby started sucking her breast. By the time she woke up in real life, the breast had doubled in size. Within a week, they say it's cancer. Within another week, she was dead. It's an insult to salvation. But when there is power, no struggle. Let them waste their time by coming to you. You will not only teach them a lesson, but waste them. We do not teach people that the enemy has no power. No. But what we teach people is this. Jesus said, I've given unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And over every power of the enemy. Every power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means touch you. There is what is known as power of the enemy. And there is power of God to overcome them. We have some power drawing prayers to pray. Because of the nature of those prayers, we want to go into some warfare thinking session. Before we now go into those prayers, rise to your feet now. Makatendayaba. Father, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you because you are the victorious one. We thank you for your name which is above all names. Thank you because you are a great God and you do great and marvelous things. Father, I pray for all your children who are gathered there. The power that cannot be ridiculed. Power that cannot be reproached. Power that cannot be ridiculed. Power that cannot be reproached. Let it come upon your children in the name of Jesus. Let it come upon them in the name of Jesus. The kind of power that will make you possess all your possessions, that will make you recover everything that has been stolen from you. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of darkness to stagnate the destiny of anyone here, I bury that agenda in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. As we are going to start singing these songs, you sing violently. And don't forget that this coming Palm of Strangers is deliverance from certificate bewitchment. Career certificate, educational certificate, business certificate, marriage certificate. That's what the Palm of Strangers is all about. We're going to sing these warfare songs for the next few minutes before we now go into these power drawing prayers.
Shout hallelujah!
Power possess me, power possess me, power possess me.
Possess me.
Your hands, your hands, your hands, oh yeah, your hands, oh yeah, your hands. Hey, power possess me, power possess me, power possess me. Oh.
Possess me.
Power possess me. Holy God, power, power possess me. Oh.
Possess me.
Holy God.
Possess me.
Power possess me. Oh yeah.
Possess me.
Holy Ghost power. Oh yeah.
Possess me.
Close. This is not a time to joke. It's a time to pray the prayers that will draw power into your life. If you pray this prayer and you lose your voice but you get the power, then you have made a good bargain. But if you keep quiet, it will be very sad. Can you say, "My Father, give me a personal Pentecost"? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and cry out for a personal Pentecost. Jesus' name we pray. well done, but try harder. Say, my Father, give me fire to fight.
In the name of Jesus.
Fire to fight. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Receive the fire to fight, fire to fight. In Jesus' name we pray. Power that cannot be ridiculed. Come upon me now, in the name of Jesus. Come upon me now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, let your liquid fire fall upon these hands. Let this hand become the hands of healing, the hands of breakthrough, the hands of deliverance and power. In the name of Jesus. If you have any infirmity in your body, smite it 21 times, shouting fire. Let's go! Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. I make His face to shine upon you. Any power that will want to attack you as a result of the prayers here tonight, I bury them now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. All the prayer requests, oh Lord, answer them by fire. As from this moment, I speak unto your life that you should go and demonstrate the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.